upon a time is how it always goes, but I'll make it brief. What was started out with such excitement, now I'd gladly end with relief. And what now has become a familiar motif. The Hello and welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we talk about issues of the Legion in order, from beginning to end, from the beginning of Legiondom to the end of Legiondom.
That was a weird explanation.
I know. That's too bad. You know what this show is. You know what it is. You're here.
But this is the first time they listen.
It's not.
It might be.
That'd be ridiculous. Ridiculous. But we recap issues of the Legion. We read these things so that you don't have to. But
by recap, we mean kind of make fun of a little bit.
Yeah.
But with love.
Lots of love. Speaking of love, we will talk about something awesome and cool at the end of the show. So you should
listen to the end of the show.
Listen to the entire MP3 file. If you guys just, like, take off your headphones and throw them across the room.
Just wait for the 10 minutes to the end mark and just throw.
Yes.
Don't do that this time.
Don't do that, yeah.
Not this time.
Not this time. This issue is from Adventure Comics 306, Tales of the Legion of Superheroes. The story was written by Edmund Hamilton and drawn by John Forte. And I know that you guys have been waiting for this because it's the first appearance of the Legion of Substitute Heroes.
And you know, I gotta say, I thought I hated the Legion of Substitute Heroes.
You don't?
I guess I don't.
Yeah.
That was pretty cute.
They're not that bad.
I thought I hated them.
Me too. Every I think, you know what I think it is?
What?
It's that cartoon was so bad. When they showed up, I thought it was really annoying in the cartoon.
I can't even remember it because I'm senile.
It was really embarrassing,
was it?
I thought it was really embarrassing.
It showed up in the cartoon?
Yes. There's like a whole episode with them.
Oh.
Maybe
well,
more than one, actually.
I feel like I've read random issues and I'm just always like, oh God, can you not? I don't care. Show the Legion.
Yeah.
So that, I don't know. It's
I understand.
That. But
I
seeing
understand.
This was pretty cute. Yeah. So if you think you hate the Legion of Substitute Heroes, which most of you don't, because everyone I always run into, like, loves them, and mm-hmm. I'm like, why? Well, now I understand. And
yeah.
If you hated them, don't.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always right. I told you. You
no, that's usually incorrect.
I'm always right. Always right.
In this singular instance.
It's usually incorrect that I'm always right. So, our issue starts out with a splash panel with these three people standing there in front of the Legion of Superheroes clubhouse, which is surrounded...
Is it surrounded by snow this time? Or is that rocket smoke?
Oh, I think it's rocket
okay,
smoke.
Okay, I was like, is there snow now also?
There's also pine trees around
pine trees.
The Legion of Superheroes clubhouse.
Of course.
So there's these three people. One is a tiny boy who is very badly drawn so that he looks like...
Aww.
Maybe a dwarf
it's not
type person.
Too bad.
So, and then Night Girl, who's a tall person.
Yes.
Who's got? Well, I can't tell if she's supposed to be tall or if it's the beehive that's like making an illusion.
She looks like a large lady.
That's what
not,
I thought.
Not like fat, like just a large.
Like
her frame is large.
She's a giant lady.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's another person, and he's all dressed in green. I thought, you know what? I think. Confuses me about him is that when I look at Chlorophyll Kid's outfit, mm-hmm. I think he's
well,
dressed...
Now we know who that is.
Well, I'm sorry.
You've ruined everything.
I know. Well, there's a dude in green, and it looks like he's dressed like a dinosaur. Right?
It does look like
right?
a little kid's Halloween
right?
dinosaur outfit a little bit.
It looks like he put on a little, like... What's that dinosaur called? Like a stick? Like any dinosaur,
yeah,
pretty much.
Like a little green dinosaur.
It looks like a tiny child's adorable like, dinosaur outfit.
It's because his outfit has a little hood.
Yeah. And spikes on it. This hood has like little like dinosaur spikes. You can't see them very well in this picture.
Oh, it
but
does have dinosaur spikes.
I know. Yeah, it has little dinosaur spikes.
He looks like he's a lizard man.
Yeah. So if you're looking
that
at
him. That is confusing.
You think he was like.
I'm going to go home and draw him as a lizard man.
Oh, cute. I drew him as, like, a weird plant-looking dude. Like,
that's
like I don't, you know, like, he actually looks like a plant dude or something. Because
did you make him look like a Busher from Dark?
I wish that would be brilliant.
Duck beak abomination.
I always secretly wish that he had like poison ivy powers.
Oh, him?
So that he could make out with people with lipstick, and then they would do whatever. Because that's what plants do.
They make out.
Right, her power makes no sense. Right, that she makes out with people.
She poisons people.
She also makes out with people, and also they like. Don't they, like, do what she says?
I thought that was just an episode of the cartoon.
I don't know. But plants don't make out with people either way.
Maybe you just haven't met the right kind of plant.
That's true. Okay. Anyways, there's these three people, and they're staring up a rocket ship in front of the Legion of Superheroes clubhouse, and they're going, there go the superheroes on another great mission, but they don't need our help. I guess we're just super failures.
Oh, I love the use of super before another word.
Me too.
Super failures.
And the giant pink box is like, everyone knows that it's hard to become a member of that great 21st century, not 21st century, team.
Oh, yeah. Another 21st century.
The Legion of Superheroes. Most applicants are membership. Most applicants for membership are rejected, and few are accepted. But what becomes of those whose hopes are shattered by rejection? Here's the dramatic story of how some of these disappointed rejectees refuse to give up and form themselves into the Legion of Substitute Heroes.
Oh. And so at this point, I was like, boo. But then I kept reading, and I stopped saying boo. Uh-huh. I was literally sitting here just saying boo as I read. But halfway through, I stopped saying boo. And it turned into yay. That's how I read comics. That's not true at all. I'm sorry.
So, one day in the 21st century, not the 21st century, at the Metropolis spaceport, spaceships from every planet in the universe come and go here, just as airplanes came from other countries in the past.
You need a comparison to understand this complex concept.
And another person should have been like, don't talk to me, perfect stranger, at the airport.
Why are you explaining this to me in great detail, stranger?
He doesn't say that. He should have. But he's like, yes, that ship is from the distant world Thar. And a giant ship comes to just drop off one little boy, apparently.
There might be other people getting out.
I don't see any, because this dude is addressing him personally.
You don't know, but this guy who will, at this moment, be nameless, mm-hmm. because we haven't heard his name yet, mm-hmm. right?
No.
Right? No name here?
I probably didn't say it.
Good, don't say his name.
Okay.
You've already ruined it for our chlorophyll kid.
Now, yeah, I guess
This unknown person in blue with a fuzzy cap.
Is it blue? I thought it was purple.
Purple, I'm sorry. I'm actually colorblind.
It might be gray, actually.
I thought it was purple. Is he in purple and all the other stuff?
I can't tell because it's like such a weird... Okay, we have no idea what color
this guy's
wearing. I'm
going to say purple even though I just said blue, but that was because I can't speak, not because it looks blue to me.
Okay.
So, this guy in purple and fuzziness... is having a nice conversation with who I guess was flying the ship.
I guess.
Is this a pilot? I don't know. Somebody who worked on the ship, and they're very
it's
friendly.
It's either a soldier that's really friendly with him.
They were chatting each other
He's saluting
up.
Him, too.
He's like, have a good time. Is he telling him the good luck with your dreams or something? What's
he's
he
like,
saying?
Goodbye, Breck. His name is Breck.
Breck.
This is a place where you worked your way to reach. He knows this guy personally.
He's told him his life story.
Yeah.
And so Breck is like, oh, planet Earth, I'm finally here, where I hope to realize my dream. And it's so I guess he was probably on the... He seems like a happy, uppy guy, I gotta say, throughout the story. So he probably was just talking to this guy about his dreams.
Yeah.
His hopes and dreams.
And he does that. It's adorable. So he gets off his ship, and he's walking around. And he's like, the Avenue of Superheroes. Now, the Avenue of Superheroes.
This thing we've never before seen.
No, I thought we saw it before.
Did we see the Avenue of Superheroes?
I feel like we've seen, like, a row of
I see a
statues
row of statues all the time.
I think we've seen it in the
street
before.
Oh, my God.
Remember that one where, like, the statue got damaged and they're like, it's going to take...
That wasn't just a statue somewhere?
No, I think it was like... And then the mayor was like old-timey looking.
No, I remember it. I just thought it was what... No, sure.
We'll have no... Okay, maybe we have not seen this before, but maybe we have.
Either way, these people have too many statues.
We're bad at our job. Anyway, so this Avenue of Superheroes is a street with... every few feet, there's a giant statue of one of the Legionnaires.
It's always Sunboy. Did you notice that?
He must be really popular.
It is, like, always... I mean, you'll see Kaz and, like, Santa Girl back there. And no Lenny Lad anymore, by the way.
Yeah, because he's dead. don't cry.
But it's always Sunboy in the front.
Maybe it's because they're kind of trying to replace Lightning Lad with him. Is he like filling? Is he filling in for him? It seems like he is. Because anytime there's like three, they've kind of been pushing Sunboy in there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Think about that, but not too much.
I have a problem with Sunboy or anything.
I think you do. I think you do.
No, that's not true. I don't.
Okay. So, Breck is like, soon if I'm successful, my name will be among those of the superheroes. It's all I've lived for, worked for, and trained for. And so he's tried really hard. And he wants to get a leader superhero.
He's like staring at a statue of Cosmic Boy with hope in his eyes.
It's cute because it's okay. Remember, he's staring specifically at a cute statue of Cosmic Boy. And the next day, Sunboy is like, we're ready now for our regular examination of those applying for membership. You are first in line. And Breck is thinking, because I stood here all night.
Yeah, I like that he stood there all night. That's awesome.
So cute. This is it. I've got to make good now.
It's also cute because, like, he's really short.
Yeah, he's adorable.
So you see two other people. It's the two people from the first page.
Yes, yes.
One who we now know is Chlorophyll Kid.
I'm sorry.
Somebody ruined it.
Someone just ruined everything.
Some lady in black with, like, an owl on her chest and a giant beehive.
We'll call her Owl Lady.
I don't think it's going to be her name. But it's just cute because he's super short compared to, like, everyone else there.
Yes.
And it's not, like, an accident
of
drawing.
Yeah.
It's, like, short and it's cute.
It might have been at first.
And then someone's like, this is, in fact, cute. Yes. Short he will be.
And inside the clubhouse, a tense youth faces the legendary heroes of a universe. Jesus! And Sunboy's like, be warned, applicant, that it is not easy to enter the Legion.
And I beg to disagree, Legion.
Yeah, because Bouncy Boy is sitting right there.
He's like three people from you. Also, I'm pretty sure people have, like, joined you by, like, pranking other people.
Yes.
So it's actually not hard.
Not
they
that hard.
They seem to have changed the rules since we first met them.
And he says, now state your name, world, and capabilities. He's like, I'm Breck Bannon of the planet Thar, and I call myself Polar Boy because of my power that I'll demonstrate to you. The power of creating intense cold. A few people on my world have developed this power.
And you have to post this panel, because you have to post the first panel before then this panel. So he's using his power, which, by the way, almost looks like he's totally Wally Westing, flashing,
making tornadoes,
in a circle, making a tornado.
Yeah,
we're doing it with our hands; you can't see us, but just pretend.
Yes.
And it looks like, but he's not. He's shooting cold circles at them. I guess
is it coming from between his hands?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's cute.
Coming out of his belly.
But then the part that's great is like for like no reason, like Saturn Girl, Sunboy, and Bouncing Boy all have blankets on all of a sudden while he's doing this. They did not have blankets a second ago.
Yeah, he just like covers the room in ice and then they have blankets.
Yeah, it's like they had blankets underneath their table just in case.
Yeah.
So, maybe they're really prepared?
Maybe.
Maybe in the future your clothes turned into blankets when you're cold.
Maybe they have nap time in the clubhouse
maybe.
A lot and
maybe.
They're prepared.
There's no other rooms other than this one, so they have to nap right there.
So, he says, a few people in my world have developed that power. Because we live in the hottest desert of the hot planet Thar.
You know
Sexiest planet.
I grew up in Las Vegas, and I didn't
develop power?
Ice powers.
No?
I wish that I did.
No?
But I'm going to call that not good science.
You can see the guys on planet Thar.
You can see a giant sun.
They are all dressed like Polar Boy, by the way.
Yeah, they're all
it's
little
so cute.
Little purple outfits, little fuzzy caps.
He has fur all over his little clothes.
Yeah, it's
cute.
His outfit is pretty freaking cute.
I know. It's like, how did they even do a cute thing back in the day?
I know.
Well done, old-timey people. So they're talking about, oh, the sun is in orbit, and it's really hot, and then they're like, don't worry.
Yeah, great heat storms are beginning.
And it was like, fortunately we can use our mental force to neutralize heat vibrations and create cold so it won't bother us. Why don't you do that for me, Kristen?
Maybe I like the heat. That's not true. I don't. I couldn't even, like, finish saying, but, like, I hate the heat.
So he's like, so I hope my power of cold will enable me to enter the Legion. It's like, it's cute because he had kind of a paragraph written about his power.
Yeah. And then this panel's also cute because they're all standing there in blankets still.
Yeah, and shivering.
And they look really cute. So they're like, please turn off your power. I'm half frozen. And I, too, because that's how
you're
you
not fatty.
Fatty's never frozen.
You can keep yourself warm. With your fat.
It's true. So he's right there. He didn't even do anything. Like,
he didn't
he shows
do anything.
Up. I don't even hate him that much.
I know.
Something about him.
It's annoying in this issue in particular.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay, so So, we'll explain again why we hate Bouncing Boy in, like, 1 second. Because another reason for our hatred will be coming out. Is, like, soon, numbed, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit too far away to read
this game. It's
okay. You're literate. And I'm blind, and I can't read, guys, I can't read.
You never learned! It's your second language, you weren't born in this country.
I was born in England!
That's right! You never learned how...
I never learned how to read English.
Englandish.
That's right.
Is your first language.
I speak proper English. No. I don't even, so... You read that.
So they thaw out, and they're like, what is your vote? Am I admitted to the Legion? Your power is unusual, but it might freeze and disable us at a critical moment, so we have decided your application is rejected.
Some dude can control cold and make, like, ice and crap, and they just rejected him, and there is a fat dude who bounces over in the corner, totally on the team.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
What?
Stupid.
They're gonna do this again in a second with someone who should totally be, without yes. question, be on the team.
Yes.
Some of these rejects you'll find. I can see why they'd be like, nah.
But if you have Bouncing Boy on your team.
Everyone should get on your team.
Everyone should get on. Anyone else? Sure. Just, we have, the first thing out of my mouth, if I was Polaroid, is like, I just point at Fatty and be like, what?
I'm sorry we hate Bouncing Boy so much.
I'm not sorry. You explain why you're fat in the future.
Because he drank science. A thing he wasn't supposed to drink.
And Sunboy's like, we're sorry we can't accept you, but we award an anti-gravity flying belt to all worthy applicants who are rejected as a consolation prize.
That's pretty nice.
That's nice.
And I want a freaking flying belt.
Yeah, I'd try out just to be like...
Sweet! Flying belt, peace out. I didn't even want to be on the team, but I'd be flying away.
I'm going to become a villain now that flies.
Thanks, you gave me this belt, now I can rob banks.
They make Brainiac 5 make all those belts for all these losers?
That's where he is right now. That's why he's not in any of these panels. He's like, I hate trials. I have to make more belts.
And,
Polar Boy's like, does he have tears in his eyes? Or?
I don't know if those are tears.
It might just be his cheek.
This happens later, too. There's, like, something that might be tears and might just be a line.
So he's either extremely sad or just really sad.
He says, I gulp. Thanks. That's so sad!
And he's leaving the little clubhouse.
And it says something really, like, emo and dramatic here.
Oh, yeah,
like,
say it.
As the next applicant is called, Polar Boy sadly walks out with one terrible word thundering in his ears. Rejected.
It's like three rejected, like, reverberating around him.
This is really dramatic. Like, this part is, like, super sad and dramatic, because, like...
Yeah.
Okay, remember how at the beginning he, like, stared at the statue of Cosmic Boy and was like, oh, I'm gonna be on this team. I've worked so hard.
You see a building in the background and a flag waving majestically in his dreams.
Oh, my dream. And then it says, stricken, feeling as though in a bad dream, Polar Boy wanders aimlessly as night falls, and he's back again in front of the statue of Cosmic Boy.
There are long shadows now.
Yeah, it's all nighttime.
It's all dramatically late.
Only yesterday I thought I might be one of the Legion, but now I never will be. All the purpose of my life is gone.
And all I was thinking was, try out next time. Yeah. But,
it's like,
you know.
Supergirl can try it out too, a couple times. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
They rejected Supergirl. Don't feel bad.
Yeah. And suddenly, a giant hand comes onto his shoulder.
It's a giant.
It's that big
at all. It seems to be coming from very high.
Yes.
But he's very short.
And a voice says, I know how you must feel. And he turns around. And it's a pretty girl. And then he's like,
giant beehive.
With a giant beehive, the size of his entire body. And he's like, how could you know how I feel? Nobody can.
And all I was thinking was, didn't you turn around when you were in line? This girl was right behind you.
Didn't you see this giant lady behind you? And she says, but I do. You see, I'm Night Girl, and I, too, came to Earth to join the Legion. But I was rejected, even though I have super strength. I'll show you. And she picks up Cosmic Boy's giant, giant statue.
With, like, one hand.
One hand.
It's especially funny, because she looks really cute.
Yeah, she's very
pretty. She has her weird beehive and a little star on her little cape clasp. And she's cute. And then she's, she's holding the...
Are the earrings beehives, like, the bees live in?
What? I don't know.
What are those? What are her earrings supposed to be? That's crazy if they're beehives, because that doesn't go with her theme at all. It just goes with the name of her hair.
I don't think they're beehives. I just think they're weird things.
They're wasp nests.
They're just alien jewelry.
Okay, of course.
But it's cute because she's holding Cosmic Boy's statue very daintily.
Yes, it's very cute. And Polar Boy is like, but how could you have such mighty strength? And she's like, my father was a scientist. We lived on the dark planet C'Thun. He used his science to give me the power of super strength. Dad, don't experiment on your kid, Jesus Christ. I want you to be so strong. And when she's like flashing back, and she's like, finally he succeeded with a vitalizing ray that gave me muscles, gave my muscles super capabilities. And her dad looks nothing like her, by the way.
He's very old.
He's very, very old and doesn't have dark hair and is old. Yeah. And he's like, you now have strength that only Superboy and Mon-El can top.
And how do you know how specifically strong Superboy and Mon-El are?
I don't know.
Also, Superboy's from the past.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Yeah, but they know who Superboy is.
Yeah, but you would not know his powers, like, you know what I mean?
Would.
You know him in theory.
Yeah, you know what his power level is.
I know how strong Abraham Lincoln was in theory, but not really.
Yeah, how did he, like, gauge that?
Yeah.
Did he, like, have him lift some weights or something?
Yeah.
And she's like, then I can go to Earth and join the Legion of Superheroes, as I've always dreamed. And she's, like, cutely throwing this giant rock.
I don't know why everything she's doing looks really girly. Like, in a cute way, not in a, like, I'm offended as a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it looks cute.
It's because she's, like, doing, like, hurling a rock, but in a dainty way.
Yeah, it's super cute. More ladies should be super strong but dainty about it.
Yes.
I think it's adorable.
And Polar Boy is like, but with such strength, how could they reject you? And she's like, my strength only functions when there is no sunlight, either at night or in deep shadow. Sunlight, which we don't have on my world, weakens me to normal. So I, too, face a hopeless future, just like you and the other rejectees.
Why does it have to be a hopeless
future? They're both like, my life
is over.
They're all like teenagers.
Yeah. So
I
like,
guess that makes sense. If I was rejected from Legion, I'd be like, my life is over. If I was a teenager,
I'd be like, these guys are jerks anyway.
Yeah, I'd be like, whatever, you got a fatty on your team.
It just always goes back to that.
Yeah.
But, so, okay, Polar Boy, they should let on.
Yeah.
I can give him a pass for her.
Yeah.
I could understand them maybe not wanting her on the team.
I can understand that, too.
I can understand that.
I would have her around anyways.
Right. She seems
like... Yeah, right.
A lot of stuff happens at night.
And in space.
Yeah.
Where it's dark.
Yeah. So... Oh, Legion.
Because, like, half the time, 50% of the time, it's dark.
Yeah, so...
Whatever, Legion.
And just inside.
Yeah.
She would be strong.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I can understand.
They don't use everybody for every job. Like, Quirrell,
right.
They don't send him into, like...
He's, like, barely over there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I can... But I can
understand.
Yeah,
I can understand. I can understand.
I can agree with some reasoning for her not being on the team.
Polar Boy, no. He should have been on there.
But her, okay, I can
bullshit.
Buy it.
I think they were like, he's too short and too adorable.
His outfit is better than ours. Don't let him on.
Be careful. His designing skills are way beyond ours. They'll make us look bad. And so he gets this idea as she's, like, talking and being very sad.
His what is it? His sudden...
The words suddenly bring desperate determination to Polar Boy.
I like that desperate determination.
He's like, what? And he says, I won't let our future be hopeless. Why don't we reject these form our own legion? Not to compete with the superheroes, but to act as a substitute legion if we're ever needed. And she's like, if we could do that, we too might have a future. Come on. I know where to find the others who were rejected. See, it looks like she's either crying.
It does. It might just be a cheek line. You
yeah,
know,
I can't
like,
tell.
Sometimes in profile they'll draw that cheek line.
I need someone
it's just
to
they're
be
all,
like...
They're all being sad, so it just also really much really looks like crying.
Right, right.
Because they're all sad because their lives are over.
Don't cry, night girl. That's sad. And soon, outside Metropolis, gather the superpowered failures.
Superpowered failures.
So there's one guy talking, and he's like, our powers weren't good enough to get us into the Legion. What could we ever do? What could we ever do? That is
what
the...
Could we ever do? Indeed. You did not read that wrong.
Just because we can't make the first team, we should... God, I can't read!
You can't read, and I'm blind.
We're bad at this!
Let's do this podcast where we read things while you can't read and I'm blind.
Just because we can't make the first team, should we lie down and do nothing? Let's try!
Says Polar Boy.
He's so cute. First, tell me who you are and what powers you have.
So he's saying this to, like, a group of, like, four people.
Yeah.
One of them is... Night Girl that we've already met.
Yeah, and there's, like, three other boys, and we don't know what they do.
Except, boy, you already know one is Chlorophyll Kid, because somebody ruined it.
I'm sorry. He could be tree dude.
He could be lizard man.
Yeah, lizard tree man. And the first guy, and he's a dude with a picture of a rock on his chest.
He's got, like, an orange costume with black panties and a little white belt, yes. And he's got a rock on his chest.
Yes. And he's like, I call myself Stone Boy because I can turn myself, into solid stone. But the Legionnaire said my power was too static and would accomplish nothing positive. Watch me change. And Polar Boy's not, his first words weren't like, yeah, that is pretty useless. His first words are, how did you acquire this weird ability? He's so cute. And
which, by the way, he is drawn exceptionally cute from this point on.
It's true.
Like, all of a sudden, because, you know, sometimes when, like, they're drawing, like, little kids and younger mm-hmm. people or shorter people, they just kind of look like old men that are short. Yeah. But, and he kind of looked like an old man who's short the earlier part of the comic. From this point on, like, him and also another guy we're about to meet mm-hmm. are adorable. They're, like, absolutely freaking adorable in the face.
Yes.
They're like, now we'll make them look like tiny cute boys.
Face adorable.
Yes.
Yes. John Forte did a good job.
Yes, thank well you. Done. Thank
he just, like,
you.
Got the hang of cute boy.
Yeah,
right,
like,
now.
Suddenly in the middle of this issue, like, everyone got cute.
Yeah. My distant world rotates so slowly the nights are half year long. We evolved a power of super suspended animation. And you see a flashback of him on his little home planet, and him with his little family, and there's, like, a mommy stone boy, and a daddy stone boy, and two tiny Stone Boy type children. They're all dressed exactly the same. They even all have little stone pictures
on their chest.
It's amazing.
Well, the girls don't, but the boys do.
That's true. Well, she might have it. I mean, I can't tell. They're, like, turned sideways there. Who knows?
The little girl doesn't.
Okay, little girl doesn't. And the Stone Boy mommy is saying, it's almost night. Time for your suspended animation sleep. Use your will force to turn yourself into stone, son. And he's like, all right, mother.
And so in this picture, we see, like, his little family, and they're all standing outside, and then you can see the sun setting in the background. And the rest of the family's all turned to stone, and the mom's turning to stone as she's saying that. And all I could think was, why are you just standing outside to do your stone
thing?
Yeah,
what if, like, animals come up and, like, nest
in
your
face?
Yeah, so
they're about to be, like, stoned for half a year.
Yeah.
And they just, like, stood outside awkwardly.
Yeah.
I would lay down, at least lay down on the ground.
I'd lock myself inside, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're stone, so I guess stuff can't hurt them, but it still seems like you could be shoved over and broken.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'd have went and sat down.
Yeah, me too. I agree. If we ever become stone people...
I'd be a much better stone person than these people.
If we ever become stone people, we will excel
at this.
We will
sit down.
Yes. And the next guy is up, and he has, like, a red cape.
Oh, yeah, okay, so, we have to discuss if they should have gotten in or not. So, okay, I can understand them not letting Stone Boy in, because that does, in fact, seem like a fairly useless power.
Yeah.
It seems like you'd be hard to be hurt.
Yeah.
But... other than that, it seems
useless. Right, right. Does Farrelad do the same thing, though?
I have no freaking idea. That chunk, right... Even though I know what happened in that chunk, I have never read that chunk.
I still feel like he'd make a really good projectile. I could just throw him at people.
Isn't that what
that might kill him
in other things?
Yes.
Yes.
But,
I don't know. Of killing.
If he breaks apart, if, like, he breaks off an arm, does that hurt him?
I would think.
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe we'll find out someday.
A lot of questions.
Another 30 years.
But I can understand why they didn't accept him.
Right.
Okay, we can understand this.
Next person, though.
Makes no sense.
Should have gotten in.
Yes. Okay. Next dude. I'm Fire Lad, and I have fire breath that can set anything combustible on fire, but the Legionnaire said my power was too dangerous and might cause an accidental holocaust.
Accidental holocaust.
That's the greatest phrase I've ever heard.
But, okay, Fire Lad can breathe fire.
Right.
He can shoot fire at people.
Out of his mouth.
Out of his mouth, shoots fire. That seems like possibly the most useful superpower I've seen in a long time.
I concur.
It's like, you know what you use that for? Almost anything.
Yes.
Almost anything from happening.
Well, I wonder, like, if they had a problem with Sunboy, because Sunboy kind of has a similar power, but it seems like his power is also to be shiny.
Yeah. Technically, his power should be, like, extreme radiation that can kill you.
Yeah.
Is Sunboy's power.
You have cancer now.
Yeah.
Cancer lab.
this is because she's Fire's mother. Like, no.
What I appreciate about Fire Lad is that his hair is shaped like fire.
Indeed.
And they carefully shaded his hair like fire.
Indeed. And his little costume is the colors of fire.
Fire. And it's got fire everywhere.
And he's got a cute tiny cape on.
So his flashback, he has tiny red panties as well.
Yeah, he's cute because he's got like the fire going up his chest yes. and his legs. Yes. It's cute.
It's adorable.
He's also drawn really cute in this panel, so I appreciate this panel.
Yes. So his flashback, what's weird, is like a fire meteor crashed in front of me one night. He's like, my lungs, I inhaled weird vapors from that crashing meteor. The vapors gave my lungs the power to breathe fire at will. But in this flashback, he's already wearing the fire outfit.
He is.
And his hair is already doing fire things.
That's awesome. I didn't even notice that. He was really hoping. We don't see is that he was like waiting for
a
like,
meteor
to fall from the sky.
He's waiting for any kind of like catastrophe
and
to happen.
Go next to it and hope it gave him power.
Just start breathing and oh, yeah. touch it, touch it. Do I have a power?
That's
Do
so
I have
a funny power? That he's totally dressed like that. That's awesome. And you'll see, like, his whole family dressed like that, too, like, for no reason, probably. They don't show his family, but I'm sure they're all dressed like that.
So, next, we
have... Oh, yeah, so Fire Lad should have gotten in.
Yes, he should have gotten in.
And then that's, I mean, did they even have, does the Legion even have the, like, don't kill people thing in these old ones? I know nobody killed anyone in these old ones, but that wasn't, like, a rule then, right?
I don't know, have you mentioned that rule?
I don't think so, or at least I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Right? So I would almost even be like, well, maybe they're like, well, your power could really kill someone.
Yeah.
So no, but it's like, I don't really even think that's a thing not to do.
Yeah.
Because they're killing animals and robots left and right.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. I don't know. We'll find out.
So far, Polar Boy and Fire Lad totally should have gotten in.
Yes, definitely. Bullshit, Legion. We call bullshit and shenanigans on you. And so, next up, they're like, this is the guy that we thought was, like, looking like a dinosaur.
But we already knew his chlorophyll kid because you said it.
Yeah, but I always did, like, even in the cartoon, especially in the cartoon, he, like, is kind of fat.
He is?
Yeah, he's, like, a fat dude in the cartoon.
I know I watched this episode, but, man, I have, like, no, I probably blocked it.
Yeah, you probably did. But, like, in the cartoon, he kind of looks like a pudgy dinosaur.
Wow.
Like, hella looks like a like a little dinosaur-looking dude.
You should see her making T-Rex hand motions here, but
and
she
his
is.
Spikes are even bigger in the cartoon, too. So, like, hella looks like a dinosaur costume. Huh. And so, he's like, they call me the Chlorophyll Kid. Who's they?
Him.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Him.
Liar.
His mom.
And he's like, and I can make any plant grow super fast. I, too, gained my power by an accident, but I got them when I was a child.
Well, wait, okay, so we're seeing him using his power, and he says his power is to make a plant grow super fast.
Yeah.
But he just made a tiny flower grow into a giant tree-sized flower.
Yes.
Does that mean his power is to make plants grow extremely large?
It also seems, yeah, it also seems like he can make things grow fast, but he can also grow them
into mutant giant
things. Crazy death flowers.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be a death flower. But,
death flower.
But I think that's what they did in the cartoon, didn't they? Didn't his flowers, like, attack?
I think so. I think
not that that matters.
Is that he, like, couldn't control them.
Yeah,
but why? How? What can you control? If I can control a piece of wheat, that doesn't mean anything.
Poison ivy.
No,
just, no, don't think about it. Anyway, in this, he just makes stuff grow really fast,
yeah.
Which also seems to be really large.
So his flashback, he says, when he was a child, he fell into a tank of powerful plant-growing solution in a hydroponic garden. And his mom, he's like this tiny little boy that's, like, in this little, like, pool of green stuff, and his mom is, like, freaking out. It's like, oh, my little boy, will that solution hurt him? And the guy is like, he seems all right, but no one can tell what effect this powerful solution might have on a human being. How about you cover that shit?
Yeah, and not just, like, pools of this green stuff, just like, there's a bunch of them in the back.
Yeah.
This tiny boy was just wandering around by them, just decided to play in
just
one.
Put it right in his mouth. Oh, little kid. And, he's like, it gave me the power to make any plant grow with terrific speed, but the superheroes didn't think that would help them on their missions.
I could buy, because he can't, he's just making plants big.
It's true, but Poison Ivy's a villain, and
but
she do all sorts of shit.
Plants. He's just making them big.
I don't really understand her power.
Don't think about it.
Anyway.
But his powers, as they have been presented to us
yes.
in this, I can understand why they didn't let him in either.
It's true.
So that's like...
But I also think Bouncing Boy.
I know.
I know.
I know.
I think I especially think with him, his power almost directly correlates to Bouncing Boy with me. Because you're like, why would we ever need that?
Is the like, there might be one specific yes. instance in time in which that power might have come in handy.
Yes, yes. And Polar Boy's like, all of you have powers like these, yet you just quit? No, we can never equal the superheroes, but we can use our abilities to help people. And instead of going home as hopeless failures, let's form the Legion of Substitute Heroes.
He's the only one saying hopeless failure here, by yeah. the way.
I love how they describe this. To act as pitch hitters. Pinch hitters. What's pinch?
Pinch hitter.
Pinch hitter. Whatever that means. For the superheroes. And
you've never heard pinch hitters?
I've heard pitch.
It's pinch.
It's pinch?
Yes.
Have we had this conversation before?
I feel we might like have in the
last
like,
time they
yeah,
used the word.
Probably.
Okay, whatever. I don't know about your basketball.
Keep on reading.
For the superheroes and help them in any way we can. And Stone Boy's like, if we can do that, I'll regain my self-respect. And Night Girl's like, and I, too. And they're like, as night falls, the members of the new Legion solemnly pledge themselves. And they have this, like, really long oath. I don't want to read it.
And they don't show the part where they're, like, learning it. Yeah. So, no, I'll read it. It says, I take... Okay, I'm sorry. If I read this badly, it's because I really super can't see
and it's kind of badly written.
Right.
It's written by rejected people.
Here, I'm going to try really hard. Okay. I take oath that this superpower I am now using will be used only for the good of all peoples of Earth and the universe, and that I will always try to help the Legion of Superheroes in their great deeds.
That's a horrible oath!
So they're all using their powers as they say this.
Man.
It's cute, though, because, like,
they should just
the
like...
rock is just standing there. And Corvok is making a giant flower, and Night Girl's holding, like, a big circular rock, and Firelad's, like, lighting some stuff on fire, and Polar Boy's doing his, what looks like circular hand motion of ice. So, I like that panel, though, it's funny, you should put that one out.
I just love their, like, pledge is really, like, convoluted and annoying to say.
I bet, like, they were doing that thing where you pretend you know what the other person's gonna say.
Yeah!
You're just saying it right after them, like, the same second.
Yeah.
They all said it, like, it's like only Polar Boy was saying it, and they were all, like, saying it along.
It's adorable.
So then they decide that they're gonna build a clubhouse.
Yes, and so Polar Boy, like, freezes the rock, and that makes it easier for Night Girl to, like, punch it really hard with her really useful punching.
Strength.
Yeah. And she has to hurry, because it might be sunrise any second. And they make a bunch of different tunnels. The bigger tunnel is for the small spaceship we'll build, but my superpower isn't much help on these jobs, says Chlorophyll Kid. And Stone Boy's like, Norman, maybe the superheroes were right in rejecting us. He's really, really sad.
But, the two worst powered people are sitting there talking about how useless they are.
I like that they're like, oh yeah, we're just going to build a spaceship.
Yeah. I can totally do that too. So
and the next panel, they're like in their clubhouse, which I think their clubhouse is better.
It is because it's bigger.
It's true.
Because when you're inside of it, you can see that the background is far away
yes.
and large.
Yes.
And not an impossible tiny circular rocket.
Yes. I think it's cool that you can see them, like, building their, like, rocket ship, and it's up on, like, things to hold it in place while they work on it. That's cool.
So you see them sitting in their little meeting room, which looks very similar to sitting at a tiny circular table with their little name plaques.
Yeah.
So they look like they're doing Legion stuff, and Firelight even says, oh, but I can't help feeling we're just imitating the real Legion. And this whole time, like, Polar Boy is really, like, morale booster guy.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it'll be great. You know, we'll nobody start moping. We'll have a spaceship to build soon and
a monitor alarm system set up.
Come on, guys.
How are they going to build a monitor alarm system?
Well, with his fire breath, like that.
Oh, okay. Literally, like, to show them, like, building it, it's Night Girl bending
metal
and Firelad, like, setting things on fire.
It's so funny. So at this point, I imagine a musical montage.
Yes.
Building their little clubhouse, and it's cute.
So then they did, apparently.
They built a really nice clubhouse.
And, it's extremely nice.
Mm-hmm.
And Stone Boy is like, the star map of our warning wall monitor shows a red light wherever disaster threatens. Dot, 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 look! And Polar Boy's like, the red light is at Earth. And the screen shows that the giant creatures at the Ocean Research Laboratory have broken loose. Get your flying belts. This is our first mention. Which is interesting. They all have flying belts because they were all rejected.
And they're all good enough. It says, like, yes. They had to have been
good enough,
qualified in some way.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Some crap. Whatever his words were, whatever Sun Boy you said.
Yeah.
But, that's cute.
They can all fly because they have little belts because they all tried out.
Also, I'd like to mention that, how in the hell does this warning system work?
I don't...
What is monitoring?
Yeah,
what?
You know, it monitors...
It monitors danger.
It monitors the warnings in the world.
And dangers.
Yeah, things that need to be monitored
are
monitored on the monitor.
Okay. That sounds like sound science to me.
Speaking of things that make no sense, Bouncing Boy is...
Oh, God. Okay, so they're saying we saw this giant sea creature, so they're like, this is our first mission. So
no. The giant sea creature just broke out of the research lab.
Oh, okay, sorry. Giants,
come on.
Whatever.
Follow the plot.
Sorry, what was I thinking? So they hurry to the scene of the thing.
Yes.
And so you're not seeing Vim in this panel, but you're seeing who is already there,
yes.
Which is the Legion of Superheroes.
And it looks like a bunch of dragons in the water. Crazy abominations. But what are they doing at this lab?
It looks like a monkey, Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, it's got like horrible abomination arms.
Loch Ness Monster.
And then like tentacles.
Yeah.
It's messy.
It's like Loch Ness Monster. Don't you know what the Loch Ness Monster is?
No, Kristen!
But that Loch Ness Monster is horrible because it's got a monkey face.
Yeah, it's horrible. So, Bouncing Boy's like, these artificially evolved sea monsters were escaping, but my bouncing is scaring them back, Saturn Girl. She's like, good work, Bouncing Boy.
She says it in an unenthused tone.
Yeah, but one huge creature got past you. God!
Why didn't she just boss it back in, is what
yes.
I was wondering.
Yeah, good point.
Back in there, sea creature, do as I say.
I'll summon Colossal Boy by telepathy, and he can grow big and catch it. And he does.
Which is a cute panel to me.
Yes.
Because for some reason, anytime they show Colossal Boy being really big and everybody else around him being really small, it's cute. Like,
yes.
So he's like wrestling a monster and
yes.
It looks funny.
Aw. His giant cowboy.
I like his giant gloves with
yes.
stars on them.
Yes.
His aww. Gloves are awesome.
Bouncing Boy's like, good work, Colossal Boy. We're using Cosmic Boy's rays, magnetic power, to pull the broken steel fence. And all. They're just keeping these things in with a tiny fence? What? That's your problem right there.
It literally looks like a schoolyard fence, and this monster is, like, 12 times bigger than the height of
what
the
hell?
Fence.
Yeah.
Like, it could, like, kind of roll over the fence and be totally free and clear.
Okay, I think you need to look into this research laboratory, because they are stupid.
Well, didn't it also say it was artificially evolved?
Yeah.
Sea creatures?
Yeah, they're just making monsters.
Right.
In a tiny, they're like making the equivalent of a kiddie pool.
Yeah.
A giant shark. Mutants.
Awesome.
So you see Night Girl's face, like, off to the side, and they've just shown up, and they're like, oh, we might have known. The real superheroes were here before us, and we're not needed. Even if we had been needed, I have no super strength in the sunlight. That's sad. they're totally in the background of this panel, but you can't tell.
Oh, really
it's, like,
tiny back
super,
there?
Super, super tiny.
Okay.
Unnoticed by the busy superheroes, the dejected substitute heroes return to their base, and then they're watching the news, and the news reporter guy's like, and the superheroes took care of the menace with their usual super efficiency. Super efficiency.
Super.
And Fire Lad's like, they're so super, they'll never require our help.
Oh.
And the girl's like, cheer up, we'll have better luck next time and really prove ourselves. And Clarfield Kid's like, it may be a long time before anything happens to give us a chance. And, meanwhile, at the North Pole...
This part's amazing.
There's, like, these two guys, and they're in this, like, domed thing.
So they call this a city, right?
But, like, they're taller than it.
Okay, so there's two guys in this dome with these little buildings behind them. It says, the Science Police Commission thinks we're peaceful scientists who built this domed city so we can conduct polar experiments. They don't know we're criminals. But this domed city is, like, the size of these two people.
Yeah, yeah.
Barely enough room for, like, one more person to chill in this dome with them. So the city is, like, the equivalent of, like, my car. So
yeah, it's not even, like, a domed apartment. It's more like a domed car.
It's, like, maybe two tents side-by-side.
Right.
It's, like, not very big.
So the scientist number two is evil scientist. Evil criminal fake scientist is like, haha, they'll soon find out what this, what this city can do. We're ready to start.
So then this panel that was already amazing gets even more amazing.
So you see the tiny dome city, like, just flying through
it's
space.
Like the whole weird little dome city is just shooting off in space.
What?
And, like, it's like, they don't even, there's not even anywhere they could, like, sit in there. Like, the building is the size of them.
Yeah, I don't know what a...
It's awesome.
This is beautiful.
I like this dome city.
They didn't... I think they're like, we're gonna build our own city, but neither of them could build anything, because they're just criminals. So they just got, like, pieces of cardboard and kind of stapled the shit together. Like, this is our dome city, and put a dome over it.
There's pillows holding up the other wall. You just can't see it.
They're like, they didn't dream we gave our little city an atomic-powered plant strong enough to put it into orbit around Earth.
Indeed, they didn't think of that, dude.
Yeah, I guess they didn't plan that you would build a very small
dome
city that you can't actually live inside of. And then put an atomic-powered plant inside of it?
Indeed, I did not know that you were going to do that. Nobody did.
Everyone's surprised. Yeah. You got them there. It says they're going to broadcast their ultimatum to the world. And their ultimate, this is their message. Attention, people of Earth. You will give us tribute or we will release powerful weapons. What?
I often threaten people with powerful weapons.
I want to be the guy fielding that call, like, well, what kind of weapons?
Can you specify?
Powerful weapons from our domed city. Really, we don't see any domed city on our radar. Well, it's not really a domed city. It's just more like we kind of built a model.
There's a dome involved.
There's a dome, and it is a city. I mean, it looks like a city.
If you looked at it from far away, it would look huge.
You would totally think it was a city if you didn't see us standing next to it. It is a city.
It's just very small.
Anyways,
we have weapons.
Powerful weapons, and we will release them. It doesn't even say we will shoot you with them. We'll
release them.
We'll just throw them
from the sky.
What?
Set them free.
But luckily, the substitute heroes have their monitoring system that
somehow monitors.
It's made with, like, a light bright, and it...
Yeah, it doesn't look great. It's just, like, some lines and some circles on a screen, and then, like, a yellow...
It's like yarn with, like, pins, like...
Yes.
Like, push pins.
Yes.
And they get the warning on their warning wall, and Polar Boy's like, here's our chance. That flying crime city is now on the dark side of Earth, and you can use your strength, Night Girl. And Stone Boy's like, I'll go too, though I can't do much. My so-called superpower sure isn't good for much. It's like, what?
He's so down on it.
Then
himself.
Don't come.
Why didn't he try out?
I don't know. Maybe on his planet, they're like, man, you're really good at turning into stone. You should. And there's, like, a lot of, like, nobody on their planet understands what powers are.
Oh, they didn't even know it all.
It's adorable. Okay, so... So they fly off into space, and they're going to challenge the crime city. And Polar Boy is like, why, there's something like a brilliant shooting star coming towards the crime city. And Night Girl's like, it's blazing with light like sunlight. My super strength is fading. Like, their whole plan was, like, make Night Girl fight it.
Right, right. It's in the dark, Night Girl, go. I like that this was trying to be tricky.
Yeah.
But I was like, you explained the sunlight, the ball of, like, sunlight too well.
Yes, except I didn't get it.
Oh, you did?
I was surprised.
Oh.
It could mean anything.
You're like a tiny child.
It could mean anything.
I'm like, no idea.
No, I had no idea.
Oh.
It could have been Superman robot for all you know. Don't try and be surprised. I don't understand their logic.
Would have been more awesome if it wasn't. It's Sunboy, by the way. I'm ruining this.
Yes,
for
it's
you.
Sunboy. It is in fact Sunboy.
In three panels, we'll know.
The opposite of Night Girl. And who is talking in this panel? I can't see
the
who's
criminals.
Talking.
Yeah, it's a shooting star
okay.
or meteor.
It looks
of
like the Dome
size.
City is talking,
coming right at us. So yeah, it looks like the Dome City. So you just imagine that those criminals are just seated in there, but it only really just fits them just barely as they sit. So imagine them in there sitting really close and tight together in that tiny building.
Right. Oh,
and they're saying, like, oh, shooting star, a meteor, or something. I don't
coming
know why
right at us.
I don't know why I just made their voices more high-pitched.
It's because they're in a tiny city.
I think so.
They themselves are not tiny. And they don't have tiny voices.
Or do they?
Maybe. And another one's like, oranges can't raise the city much higher. They have no control over their, like, y-axis.
For some reason. They're in space.
Whatever.
I don't know. Somehow this, like, flying half a circle is, like, moving through space or whatever.
And they're like, oh, we're going to have to... Can't you see the beautiful jets that were drawn on there very carefully under the
back
butt,
of it, yeah.
The butt of the dome?
Oh.
And they're like, oh, we're going to have to drop out of orbit to avoid collision with this sun-like object. And the next panel is... Colossal Boy catching it.
Says as the city comes down.
Colossal Boy is, like, catching it, and Cosmic Boy is holding it.
He looks cute again, because there is little star globes, and he's holding a little city. And there's a tiny Cosmic Boy next to him. It looks cute.
And in the night sky, as a sun-like star dims, it was no star, but Sun Boy, says Nightgirl. Once again, we weren't even needed by the superheroes. And Polar Boy's like, don't feel too disappointed. Our chance will surely come soon. And he's thinking, and we mustn't miss the next chance or they'll lose all hope.
Oh,
Polar Boy's trying so hard. After days of waiting, a great peril looms once again. And Nightgirl's like, robot ships in outer space, blasting everything out of the way, are heading toward Earth. And we don't know what these are for or why.
Maybe just see, like,
robot ships.
Blowing things up in the background of their little monitor.
Yeah. And Polar Boy's like, this time I'll go to the Legion of Superheroes first and offer them our help without letting them know that we formed a substitute legion. Wait, what? Why?
I don't know.
It's very bizarre logic. I don't get that part about this.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're telling them you want to help, but you don't want to tell them about your substitute legion team.
Yeah.
But kind of like, if you've got this group of dudes already, you're kind of... You're just not naming your team for them.
I don't know.
It's bizarre. So, he runs up behind Brainiac 5, and he's like...
Which this was the panel that I read first when I got to this page.
Oh, and at the clubhouse of the superheroes, Polar Boy is, like, behind Brainiac 5, and they're all, like, trying to run into the ship and get into it. And he's like, but Brainiac 5, my comrades and I would like to help you. Brainiac 5's like, no, the struggle with those robot ships will be too dangerous. We can't risk the lives of untrained volunteers.
Aw.
Aw, you just got told off by a nerd.
Aw.
His only power is smartness.
It's funny, too, though, because Polar Boy is, like, so small next to Brainiac 5.
Yeah, he is, like, half the size of Coral.
He gets smaller and smaller or something as this issue goes.
Then, like, at some point, there's like, you should be even make him smaller.
Cute,
way
smaller.
Smaller. And as a superhero streak away to give battle to the robot menace, Polar Boy's like delivering the bad news to the others. And he's like, friends, I know we're all discouraged, but we mustn't quit. And Nightgirl's like, it's no use, Polar Boy. Nobody needs our services. We, gulp, may as well disband and leave our clubhouse forever. And they're all making sad face at him.
Yeah, like super sad.
And then they're like talking really dramatically. Like in the somber sunset, they look back for the last time at the home of their shattered hopes. And Nightgirl's like, we had such dreams and now they're dead. Dead as the dry seeds drifting down around us. But I gulp, won't cry. And Chlorophyll Kid is like, huh, these seeds are queer looking. Yeah. You're queer looking, buddy.
Dinosaur boy.
And he's like, wonder what they are. I'll use my growth power on one to find out. And as Chlorophyll Kid uses his power, I've never seen a seed growing into anything like that. It has legs instead of roots and looks almost human. And
so you see him using his little powers, which look like lineables coming out of his hand, by the way. And the seed is, like, growing into, like, a horrible monster person.
It's like a horrible abomination just starting to appear. And Polar Boy's like, I don't like it. Turn off your powers.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I don't like it either. But it is too late.
It's, like, huge now.
It's huge and naked.
Yeah.
And he's like, get back. The thing is hostile and is attacking us. And Polar Boy's, like, trying to shoot at it with his cold circles. He's like, I'm reading cold at it, but it only closes it down a little. And Nightgirl grabs it by the wrist and, like, does a crazy wrestling move in a dainty fashion.
Yeah, I like it because she, like, throws it, like, she makes it smack its head into the ground.
Yeah.
And it looks super funny. Because it's like she just, like, grabbed its arm, spun all the way around, slammed it headfirst into the ground. But, like, again, she looks, like, dainty, like a pretty lady doing it. Yeah. So it's really funny.
She's like, my super strength would train when the sun set. Luckily, the sun was setting when they were having their emo conversation.
Yeah. Well, that's when you should have an emo conversation.
It's true.
When the sun is setting.
It's true. Okay, good point. And Polar Boy's like, but all these other falling seeds, thousands of them will grow into similar things in time. Quick, we've got to destroy the seeds.
So, oh, you know what I like about this panel, other than the fact that she's slamming this monster head first in the ground? Everyone is on the ground for some reason.
Yeah,
like, Fire Lad didn't do anything in this fight. Why is he on the ground over there? Like, even the rock guy is on the ground. He wasn't doing anything. A bunch of these people weren't doing anything in the fight. Even Polar, why is Polar Boy on the ground? He was just shooting, like, ice at the thing, and now he's on the ground.
Maybe she cracked his head, that thing's head, into the ground so hard they all fell down.
I bet
that's not what happened at all. Did she kill that thing? Did she, like, crack its, like, skull
open? Well, in a
open?
Minute, they're going to go to the next panel. Go to the next page. So, they start lighting all the seeds on fire. And all he was thinking was, they're murdering all these things.
Yeah, so, it does bring up the question of, are these things not considered people?
I guess not.
I guess not.
Just murdered them
so
all.
If they don't, they have legs and arms and faces
and thoughts and feelings because it was running at them.
Yeah.
And trying to fight.
And it made an upset face when she crashed its head smushed it into the rest of its body. It seemed to be upset by that. But so they just start setting things on fire.
Yeah, it's like. As dawn comes,
yes.
Fire Lad's now, like, murdered every single one of these things with his
yes.
fire breath.
There's no judge and jury out here in Substitute Legion land.
Which seems to be a wide-open field.
Yeah. They're in Central Park. They made a giant cave.
So, the rock guy comes running up. I don't know why I call him Rock Guy. Like, that's
Stone
his name.
Boy.
I think I wish his name was Rock Guy.
Rock Guy? I wish that it would be better.
Right? Rock Guy is a cool name.
Rock Guy.
I'm going to name something Rock Guy.
Let's do that.
Okay. So, done.
I use the monitors to track the origin of the seeds. They're being shot towards Earth from a distant planet, deliberately.
Whoa.
And they're like, whoa. No, they don't say that. You can assume. You can infer.
They probably went, everybody there went,
and then they ran
yeah.
to go look at
a
tiny monitor screen. For
this
some
is reason. Different than their yeah, other
a,
monitor.
This is their
whatever.
Red one.
Yeah.
And Polar Boy's like, the seeds came from that planet, and so did the robot ships the superheroes are battling. Their ships are a diversion to decoy the superheroes while the real invasion is in seed form. Those cunning bastards.
Yeah. He didn't say that last part.
He didn't. You can infer. And... that he cursed.
Yeah. And that girl's like, the people of Earth should be warned at once.
And Polar Boy's like, no, you dumb bitch.
No, he didn't say that.
He doesn't say that
He's
at all.
He's nice and she's being helpful.
He's super nice. This isn't the Legion. They don't call each other bitch.
These people are all friendly.
These
they
are
don't
all
play
nice.
Pranks on each other.
Yeah. They don't pretend to kill people or anything.
Yeah. You know, murders thousands of seedlings. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. Giant murdering bastards. Anyways, it's like, no, that would cause a panic, and the superheroes can't be recalled from their battle. It's up to us to go to that planet and stop the seed invasion at its source. And he's so... It's funny because, like, his head can barely get into the panel.
Yeah, he's super short. So you see, like, all of Niagara because she's tall.
Yeah.
Like, you see her from, like, chest up. And, like, you see a little bit of... Is that,
Stone Boy.
I was about to say Rock Guy again.
Oh, wow.
And, then it's just, like, kind of, like, from the mouth up of
yeah.
Polar Boy because he's, like, barely
Aww.
Fitting.
And she says, at last, we substitute heroes have a mission. But it's so terrible, it scares me. But apparently she gets over it.
Yeah.
Because in the next panel, they're just hurtling towards this planet in their spaceship that they made with their hands.
Which I wouldn't trust personally, but...
I can't build a car.
Or can you? No, you can't.
Okay, I can.
You can't drive a car either.
I can't drive a car. And so they're in space, and they're, like, going towards this plant that's making these horrible seed monsters, which then I just
and,
trying to immigrate.
And
there.
Robots.
And it's kind of messed up. This
yeah.
planet makes a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
And,
or amazing things.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, Polar Boy and Stone Boy and the whole crew are just, like, climbing over this mountain.
Yeah,
they're trying to spy on them.
They land in the Black Mountains and
the mountains are not very mountainous. They're more like kind of like a rock face that's about...
Chest high.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And
that's
kind
true,
of
actually. Look hilarious
peeking over it.
Yeah, so they land and they crawl up the side and they're, like, peeking at what's going on.
And, Polar Boy's like, look, these plant men grow themselves, grow others like themselves when they ripen fully. Their root feet come free. And
that means these are people.
They're people. And Night Girl's like, those trucks are carrying more seeds somewhere, and we'll wait until dark to see where. So, there's just a truck. Like, yes, not a space truck.
Okay. So, these are weird plant people who can make more of themselves with seed things. Yeah. They also made robots and sent them around, but they have, like, a pickup truck.
Yeah, it's literally a pickup truck.
It's like a construction truck that you would put
for landscaping
sand in
or something. Yeah. There looks like there might be feed fertilizer in the back of it, but it's seeds. It's the most trucky-looking truck I've ever seen.
It looks a little out of place on this alien planet.
Just a little
planet.
Bit. Just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
And as darkness falls on us, the weird... This is a weird world. What are you people are from planets that
it
are
turned
like,
into rock.
Turned into rock, people. Five flying shapes slip silently across the sky. And Hiker's like, these plant men are intelligent. They have machines, spaceships... Cities.
Trucks.
Yeah. Pick old timey pickup trucks.
No, she's saying they're like intelligent life and they totally just kill hundreds of thousands of their babies.
Souls. Dreams. Hopes.
Not anymore.
No. Now you shattered their dreams like the Legion shattered your dreams. Yeah. But with murder. With blood. Bulwer was like, all the seeds seem to be taken to the city. It's the heart of the danger to Earth. And Polar Boy, hold on. I can't read.
No,
but
someone's saying, Polar Boy, look.
Polar Boy, look, that missile launcher sends the missiles full of seeds to explode and rain the seeds down on Earth. And the trucks of seeds go into that guarded metal building. It must have enough stored seeds in it to grow invading plant men all over Earth.
How come they're not sending these plant people anywhere else?
Just don't come to our planet. We'll set you on fire.
Yeah.
Go to, our moon.
We know what you're doing. Don't send them here.
Hey.
Murder.
The Legion of Substitute Heroes is like the Black Ops team. They're like the Wet Works team. They do what the Legion won't. They'll kill people. It was like their first appearance and they just massacred babies. Babies.
It's true, actually.
Fetuses, pretty
that
much.
That one, he made it, he forced it into adulthood and murdered it.
And was surprised when it attacked him. So, substitute heroes, don't fuck with them.
I guess if you're plant.
If you're a plant. If you don't look like them, they don't like you.
Oh.
So, Polar Boy's like, we'll have to destroy those stored seeds, those baby.
Just
baby aliens.
More. They have to go to their own home planet.
Oh
and
my
kill
god!
Their babies.
No. This is called an accidental holocaust.
Oh my god, the Legion was right about fire.
Oh my god! This is why these people aren't on their team! They're murderers!
We've discovered the secret of why none of these people are allowed on the team.
Someone was like, maybe my superpower is good for something after all. I'll create a diversion to draw the guards away. And Night Girl's like, no, you're worthless, come back. You'll be killed. And so these plant guys.
Someboy's just standing there.
Someboy just goes down and just stand there. And these dudes, that's like plant men, come up to him. And
has
they
that one got a crowbar?
They all have like crowbars, and one has a shovel.
I guess he has a truck, so I guess he might need a crowbar.
Like an old-timey wrench. And so they also start, like, beating on Stone Boy, but it doesn't do anything because he's made of stone.
But he says, like, if they don't hurry, does he say they hear it? But they're, like,
Yeah. So, but soon they're going to stop being so stupid and get, a ray weapon.
Instead of trying to use a crowbar, they'll use a ray.
Ray gun thing.
And if they knew that he'd murdered their babies, they probably would have used a ray gun right away.
Baby murderer. So, Night Girl is trying to break into the silo thing where they keep all their tiny babies, their children.
Oh, no.
In a protective...
She's, like, punching.
She's
punching.
Punching desperately to get into this cradle. This basically a kindergarten.
Like a preschool.
Yeah, a nursery. A nursery in a hospital filled with tiny babies. She's punching and punching.
But then the sun comes up.
And she doesn't get through. And then Polar Boy and Fire Lad, they, like, start...
And they take turns, like,
make it really hot, make it really cold, make it really hot.
And that weakens cold. Metal,
makes
maybe.
Big old crack a hole
science,
or something.
Anyway, something.
They get into it,
and they're like, okay, chlorophyll of plant kid, dude, make
well,
it.
Well, I guess they're like, first they're like, oh, they're seeing us, they're coming, we can't destroy all these seeds in time.
Oh, okay.
There's still a chance to use your growth
I force? Think setting them on fire would work.
Oh,
just me.
I guess
but instead of doing that, they make sure that the seeds turn into conscious people and then murder them.
They don't, no. They don't murder them all.
Okay.
This is the least murdery method in which these people have used.
It's pretty messed up.
It is pretty messed up if you think that these are things with souls.
Okay, so
souls.
What Chlorophyll Kid does to this silo full of baby seeds, is he makes them grow and turn into giant plant man people. And the silo is made to hold seeds, a certain number of seeds, not giant people.
So it's
like trying to fit something.
It overflows and like bursts to the sides.
So just people just crushed to death against the sides of this building. just crushed by other babies that have just been grown. Into adulthood. They've never had a breath of life, and they're just crushed to death. Just crushed and crushed by other of your people. You've never known love.
You've never known anything, you're a baby.
You never got to use YouTube or listen to entertaining podcasts.
Or even drive that fancy truck.
Yeah, nothing. They never even got to see the truck.
It's creating a... Oh, I'm sorry, what did I say? And as the countless seeds instantly grow to full-size plant men, and they're all flying away, they're running away from the scene of murder.
Yes.
And Polar Boy's like, it's creating a tremendous population explosion that's burst open the building. Let's fly away before we're caught in it. So, run away.
indeed, they fly away. And Stone Boy is, like, chilling... And they've finally figured out, like, hey, our crowbars are not working on the stone guy. And so they go to get their ray weapons, which also look like jackhammers.
They do.
I wonder if they were supposed to be jackhammers at first, and then they're just like, the R's like, just call them ray guns. I didn't draw a ray gun. I drew a truck on the other panel. You're going to have to live with it.
I thought it made sense. He's a rock guy.
And Stone was like, oh, just in time. They're done. And so they fly away. And after this...
Why did they run away, by the way? So it says, countless plant men grow and burst out through the city. And then Stone Boy's thinking, just in time, those ray weapons they had brought would have destroyed me. I'll change back to normal and get out of here. Why didn't they shoot him, is my question.
Why did they shoot Stone Boy?
Yeah.
Good question.
They're just, like, falling to
Maybe,
the side for
you know
no
what they,
reason.
What probably happened is they saw all of their babies lying dead in the street... Crushed to death under a pile of humanity.
Oh.
And they decided...
Does it look like they're passing out?
I don't know if this is supposed to be a crowd of
the
babies.
No, but the two closest to him. They're just, like, falling over for some reason.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, for some
Let's
reason
not dissect
they
this.
Didn't shoot him and they fell over.
Yes, they fell over instead of killing him.
Yeah.
So,
it seemed like they were, like, so close to killing him.
Yes. Stone Boy also has a power to make people fall over and forget to kill him.
He did it on the other page when they were all on the ground for no reason. This is other power.
So they fly away, and when the substitute heroes return to the Earth in their clubhouse, and Polar Boy is very tiny and cute, he's like, do you still think we should disband? And Night Girl's like, no, we proved ourselves by murdering all those people.
She didn't say that.
And Farlight's like, listen, there's a science police announcement being broadcast. And then the science police dude is like, and the Legion of Superheroes has destroyed the robot ships that threatened Earth. And Polar Boy's like, no one but us knows about the real threat, and we'll keep it a secret to avoid taking away glory from the superhero's great feat, or to avoid jail for murder.
For causing an accident
That's
of the Holocaust.
Oh my god. And when Earth gives the Legion of Superheroes a triumphant welcome home, and they're all like fanboys and like in the crowd of people.
They're like watching the little parade of everyone.
Also a car. They're like in a stretch limo. The Legionnaires are, like, in a stretch. Those are wheels.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of rolling down the avenue. And, like, the superheroes, they're still the greatest. And Night Girl's like, but we prove we can act as as their standbys. And someday, maybe the world will know about the substitute heroes, too.
I like that she's got a little, like, white cloth in her hand. A really old-timey. I've never waved at anything with a little cloth in
I have.
Have you really?
No.
Oh, you liar. Oh, and then the end.
The end. That was magnificent.
So don't mess with the substitute heroes.
Let's look at their pledge again for a second. Okay, if you read this, it doesn't say anything about not killing people.
Indeed. So huh. They've done exactly as they said they would.
Yes.
Well played.
So and what's weird is that they're from other planets, but they said that these people are like, oh, we're going to use our powers only for the good people of all the peoples of Earth and the universe. Why the Earth specifically?
It's always the Earth specifically.
Really into the Earth.
Everybody is.
Man, so don't fuck with the Earth, or the Legion of Substitute Heroes will kill you.
And all your babies.
They will find all your babies.
While they're sleeping.
Before they've even, like, gained life. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
They will go to a hospital and just kill every baby that they see.
So,
that was awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
That's a pretty good story.
So, again, I didn't think I liked the Substitute Heroes, but I guess I do.
Because they're murdering.
Because I do like murderers. I'm quite... Especially if murderers are cute and wearing fur-lined stuff.
I'm a big fan of Nightgirl's, like, little cute cartoony owl she's
got. Yeah, I like the stars on her. Yeah. See, they have better accessories than the Legion do.
That's true.
The, like, three of them that are dressed really well. Yeah. Rakko's outfit ain't that great. But, Chlorophyll Kid looks like a dinosaur, which is always good.
Yes,
Fire Lad, awesomely covered in fire-looking things. Night Girl looks adorable. She's got stars in a beehive. What more could you ask for?
Yes.
And Polar Boy is covered in cute fur. Yeah. So that's adorable.
Yes.
So they're dressed better.
Yeah, I think that's why they didn't look
better
them
than
in.
Everyone but Brainiac 5.
Who wears, like, purple pajamas?
He rocks those purple pajamas. What are you talking about?
So that was an awesome issue.
Yeah.
You want to talk about other stuff now?
What other stuff? Like, Legion in everything?
Yes. So, you guys, I think we've mentioned this before. But the Legion is getting their comic back. They're relaunching, I think,
they've
in May.
Been in a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah.
If you've noticed if you've had eyeballs and been in a comic book shop.
Yeah.
And they're in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Since Legion of Three Worlds, I guess. They're showing up everywhere.
It's like, oh, we're here. Now we're also here. And so, stuff's going on with that. And it's
this Legion, right?
Yeah, it's old-timey Legion.
It's super old-timey Legion, but not...
But not really.
Not this old-timey Legion.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, supposed to be this Legion, but sort of not.
It's what this Legion turned into eventually, and then add, like, modernness to it.
Add Geoff Johns makes it whatever he feels like.
Yes.
So, it's them, but older. And, so that's relaunching, I think, in May. And so you should pick up the first issue of that. There's also a postcard drive going on right now where a lot of Legion fans are trying to get DC to do, like, a ring promotion.
Yeah, because even if you've been in a comic shop in the last, like, any time in the last year, there's been a bunch of Green Lantern rings and stuff, and they're going to do a Flash ring too, right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I need to get.
Yeah.
But no Legion ring.
Yeah.
So people are outraged.
Yeah.
I'm outraged in my soul.
Yeah, so.
I'm so outraged I'm going to let her make a postcard and put my name on it and send it in.
Yes, and I will post up the little postcard template that I make if you guys want to use that to send your postcard. If you don't feel like making one, you can also just print it out on cardstock or something. So there's that, which is pretty awesome. And the Brainiac and the Legion of Superheroes thing is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be the greatest thing ever, because what do I want more than anything is just Brainiac all the time.
I love not just Brainiac 5, I love all Brainiacs.
Yes, we're a big fan of the Brainiac family.
Yes.
Rebels is still awesome.
Yeah. So in Rebels, aren't we going to get, like, three Brainiacs in one or something?
Yes.
Or four?
So in this whole,
seven,
like,
what the hell's going on?
Giant crossover thing that's going on, there's, like, giant Brainiac business going on. All the Brainiacs are going to be doing stuff, and it's going to be cool.
Awesome. That's all I need.
And then I think the next issue of Rebels has them wrapping up the Starro thing.
When is that Supergirl cover with, like...
I think it's either next month or the month after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's some cute cover of, like...
It's kind of terrifying, though.
No, but it's funny.
It's funny.
Brainiac 5 trying to... Is he trying to kiss her?
I don't know. He's just kind of, like, looking at her, like, my love! Kind of, like,
disgusted.
And she's like, what?
Because he's old and has a mullet.
And he's not really trying to kiss her, more kind of, like, It looks like a really pretty cover. It's like super romantic and pink looking.
She looks horrified.
And it's really painty and lovely. Yeah. And it's like kind of like a missed profile picture of Brainiac 5, but he also looks very pretty in it. Because I think it's Joshua Middleton drawing it.
I don't know. Everyone.
You
better just check that. If it's wrong, you've discredited the wrong person.
I'm pretty sure it's him.
Okay.
So that is that. And then there's Cool Stuff Up With Us.
Oh, we're just
you're just
like,
blank
I'm
on
like,
me.
What cool stuff? We're gonna be. I don't know if that's so cool.
That is super cool.
We're going to be at Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle.
Yes, this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend. Well, I'll say this weekend, assuming you get this podcast.
Before
the weekend.
I will.
Okay.
It's this weekend, which is the 13th and the 14th. Mm-hmm. Seattle, beautiful, gloomy Seattle.
I love the gloom.
And you can come and see us. We'll be in the Artist Alley.
Yeah, you can say hi. I'm a very bad conversationalist, so if you say hi to me, I'll say hi, and then I'll probably stare.
I'll say hi, and then I'll have some really weird, awkward conversation with you, because I'll talk, but not well.
So look forward to that.
Yeah, this is why we have a very structured podcast. We're not very good at speaking to people.
This is structured?
Yeah, it's structured, because we do a thing, and we don't just, like, talk about anything. We talk about the comics.
We talk about anything at the end.
Yes. Also, me and Kristen made a comic, and if you want to buy it, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Some of you have already found the link to it. That was not hidden or anything.
Somehow hidden on our page.
On our webpage. But the printed version of it is out and has all this extra cool stuff in the back. And if you want to order it, that would be cool.
We'd be like, thanks.
You'd be like, awesome. That's what we say every time we get an order. Awesome.
Thanks. I say thanks and she says awesome every single time.
Yes.
That's how we show our appreciation.
It's a rule. It's a rule we have.
That we just made up.
Okay. Is there anything else that we were supposed to talk about? I'll have information about the postcard thing posted. I have information about all of these cool things posted.
I hope you remember.
I will.
I guess you could just listen to this and see what you said.
Yeah.
You put down.
I do edit this.
I do nothing.
I take out all of the things that you say.
No.
They don't even know you exist.
They don't know. You have to repeat like every third line because you can't read.
Burn. Just because I'm illiterate. Why do you have to make fun of me?
Because you're illiterate.
Oh. You should just write it, though.
Write
you're
going to
make fun
illiterate?
Of yeah, oh, because yeah. Then I can't.
I'll go home and type about
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you. All right. I think that's everything.
Yeah, was there anything else cool?
I probably don't remember it, like, after.
Oh, this has nothing to do with the Legion, but it was awesome, yeah. Is the movie we just watched.
Oh,
weekend.
Shit, yes!
What the hell is it called?
It's called Justice League Crisis on Two Earths.
Yeah,
if you have not watched it, two thumbs way up from us.
Yeah, like seven. I have more arms.
Yeah, more arms. If I had more thumbs, I'd give them all to this.
Yeah, it was like, it's one of those things where, like, it's like, I'm, like, not into, like, alternate universe things at all.
Me either.
Because once upon a time, someone named Adriana told me that in some alternate Earth, there was no World War II because Martians came and, like, killed Hitler.
They killed Hitler and Superman, so there was no World
yeah,
War II.
Yeah, so ever since she said that to me, I've just never, ever, ever wanted to even almost look at alternate universe thing. So I didn't think I'd be that into it, but I watch all the DC cartoon movies because...
We like
cartoons. Because I like cartoons
yeah.
And superheroes.
Yes.
So, but we watched it, and this thing is, like, the best... Like, the best DC cartoon movie thing that they've had.
Yes.
It was, like, the freaking best.
The best.
Awesome story.
The best.
The bad guy's awesome. The animation is crazy.
Character
awesome.
Designs are off the
yeah.
wall.
Yeah, they're
so
awesome.
Fucking cool.
They're awesome. Every moment of this thing was freaking awesome.
It was like, we were just watching going, oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my, oh shit, what?
It was, like, intense. Like, the fights were super cool.
Yeah, probably don't watch it with, like, tiny baby children or anything.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because, like,
gotta
things
be kind
get
of older.
Killed. So
yeah,
don't let
people hella die
it.
In kind of horrible ways. But,
Yeah, actually.
It's totally, totally badass.
Yes.
Probably the best fight scenes I've ever seen.
Also, unexpected Britishness happened, which I always appreciate.
Yes.
So it was doubly cool for
yes.
Britishness.
So... If you wanted to watch a really cool movie, or if you weren't sure about whether or not you would be into this movie, you should watch it.
You're into it. You just
you
don't know it.
You will love this movie. If you ever want to see the scariest Batman-ish type thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, this thing is awesome.
Ah.
Awesome.
Awesome. So, I think that's it. We told you all the most important things
yeah,
in the world.
I don't think I know anything else. I finally moved. Nobody cares. This won't speed up our podcasting at all, though, because I did not move near her like I was supposed to.
Yeah.
So expect long delays still.
Yeah.
For 7 months until your lease is up and you can move close to me now.
Yes. Yay. Moving. Beautiful. So, podcast's still going to be slow.
Yeah. It's really my fault because I'm lazy.
Kristen's fault.
But also your fault for not setting up space and time so that I could get the condo I wanted.
Sorry.
What were you thinking?
Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Yes.
We appreciate your comments.
Yes, we always get nice comments and nice emails.
Yes, beautiful. And if you want to comment, you can comment on superfuturefriends.com or superfuturefriends.blogspot.com or email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com. And you can give us iTunes reviews, which is helpful because then we get more popular on there and people see us on the iTunes.
On the iTunes?
Yeah.
What is this iTunes?
iTunes is something that you can use with Apple products, and if you want to use QuickTime, you have to get it because they don't care about your happiness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Apples.
Apples don't care about your happiness.
You have to eat an apple.
No. Be rambling. Nope.
The end.
The end.
Bye.
Bye.
So you say, so you said many times before.